I'm Jeffrey Logdon with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. Today, I will be speaking to Leela Wong in the OIG's Office of Audit. We're here to talk about an early warning report titled, EPA Region 9 Should Withhold Award of the Fiscal Year 2015 Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Grant to the Hawaii Department of Health. Leela, what exactly is the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund?
The Drinking Water State Revolving Fund is a program created under the Safe Drinking Water Act. The Act authorized the EPA to award capitalization grants to states for the purpose of establishing a loan program to finance drinking water infrastructure projects that is necessary for public water systems to attain and maintain compliance with standards for drinking water quality. The fund also includes state matches, loan repayments, and fees collected under the program.
Do we know how many people across the United States depend on the program?
Currently, all 50 states and Puerto Rico have the program. The EPA estimates that 297 million customers drink from the nation's water systems.
Today's report says that the EPA should withhold a drinking water state revolving fund grant of nearly $9 million to the state of Hawaii. Why?
The audit team became aware that the EPA is in the process of making a decision about the current year grant award to Hawaii and that it previously had issued a notice of noncompliance to the state in connection with the program. We also noticed that Hawaii had not met targets on some key items in the notice of noncompliance corrective action plan. We believe that withholding the grant award under these circumstances is necessary to exercise fiduciary responsibility.
Let's talk about why the OIG decided to issue this as an early warning briefing report. What does that mean?
The OIG issues an early warning report when, in the course of an ongoing audit, we discover information that is time critical for action. In this case, we became aware of information that is critical for EPA's decision on the fiscal year 2015 grant award to the Department of Health. Although our audit is not finished, the EPA is scheduled to decide on the grant award by September 30th, and we want to make a recommendation before the EPA makes that decision.
Can you explain the notice of noncompliance to Hawaii in more detail?
Sure. In October 2014, the EPA issued a notice because Hawaii had violated program regulations and grant terms. The EPA found that Hawaii did not have adequate staff or effective tools for managing the program and had not spent program funds efficiently and timely. As of June 2014, the state had unspent funds totaling $100 million under the program, $33 million in EPA funds, and the remaining $67 million in state funds.
The notice of noncompliance includes 30 items that Hawaii was supposed to address. Give our listeners an example.
As I mentioned, unspent funds was a major issue. The state was required to set loan commitment and disbursement targets for each fiscal year to address this issue. Hawaii missed the fiscal year 2015 targets for both.
What were some other important findings in the report?
Well, the state was required to submit its final intended use plan for the fiscal year 2015 grant by May, but as of September 15th, Hawaii was still revising, so the plan is already more than 3 months late.
So what recommendations did the OIG make?
Just one. We recommended that the EPA withhold the fiscal year 2015 funding of $8.8 million from Hawaii until the agency is satisfied with the progress of the state's corrective actions.
Is there more work to be done by the OIG on this issue?
Our audit work on this specific issue has been completed. However, we are continuing work on the overall hotline complaint regarding the Hawaii Department of Health. Results regarding the specific allegations made will be reported at a later date.
Leela, thanks so much for sharing with us the findings of your report. For more information on this report and other Office Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.